Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't believe in the head coach. So we could be excited about it, and it's going to be far better than anything we've seen. You know, the last few years have been a lot of fun, obviously, with the Knicks and going on the postseason run, so it's been great. So I do appreciate where the Knicks are at in comparison to where it was for the last 20-plus years. However, when you start raising the bar and you talk championship expectation or aspirations or even getting to the finals, you better come with it. And I don't think the Knicks have what it takes to get it done. I'm not a fan of the head coach.
You know what's interesting? To me, these are almost my least enjoyable types of seasons, because you really think about how I'm going to watch the Knicks this year, right? I'm going to watch them, and if they don't stomp on a bad team, which they should, well, that was a little lackluster. If they lose to an average team, they're going to get crushed. And if they lose to a good team, we're going to be like, well, I thought this team was supposed to win a championship. What's going on here? So it's almost going to be a less enjoyable watch. I think that made sense. That's at least what I feel. Now, I like Mike Brown a lot more than you. I believe in him, even though he's never won a championship. But I got to tell you, I don't think that this is a championship team. I don't. I've just got to look at it, and I've got to look at what they don't have. And right now, what they don't have to start the season is health. Now, that can rectify itself. I'm not too worried about that.
Yeah, Mitchell Robinson, though, he's always hurt.
And it's ominous when you haven't played for 2 weeks and it's opening night. Yeah. You're not playing now. And we talked about this yesterday a little bit here. Now, the other thing, too, is they don't have a backup point guard, which, all right, I mean, how many teams that win championships do you really look at their backup point guard? Well, you know, it might not seem like a big thing now, but those are the kind of, you know, 4, 5, 6 minute stretches, whether it's game 5 on the road, a swing game in the second round, or the conference championship, or the NBA finals, where that point guard, that backup, stabilizes the game, maybe even gives you an advantage while your star rests. And obviously the star is Jalen Brunson. So that's one thing. And really, I think my biggest deterrent in terms of really jumping in, and I know they're going to be good. They can win 60 games. Maybe they're going to go pretty
60 games?
I'm saying maybe. But yeah. Actually, I was thinking maybe 60 okay. Coming in. I'm probably more mid-50s.
I mean,
I'm dropping a little
yeah.
bit. I know. I get it. It's a little bit based on the injuries and based on the point guard, I would go under that, to be okay. fair. Probably more 55, 56. I just say that because I want to let yeah. everybody know that we all know they're going to be good.
Yeah.
But, Sal, I go to Karl Anthony Towns. Now, every team that wins, maybe with the exception of Giannis's Bucks, Middleton was good, whatever. You need two superstars. We know Brunson's a superstar. I don't think that Karl Anthony Towns is a superstar. And the things that he's not good enough at terrify me against good teams when it's tough and their structure. So I love this team in terms of rooting for them. I don't think it's a championship team
you
either.
Know, I think you bring up a good point about, is it going to be as fun as maybe we had hoped, right? Because you should be excited. Knicks basketball going to start. I even got into it last night a little bit with the NBA on NBC and watching some of those games. And by the way, like, forget about championship, because really the goal, I mean, obviously the goal is always going to be championship, but just get to the NBA finals, and I think that would be at least doing their job. You're going to lose to a better team, and the Thunder most likely, whatever team comes out of the West
yeah.
is going to be better than the Knicks. So the championship, there's kind of a roadblock there. And I don't think we could go nuts if the Knicks did make it to the finals and lost in the championship to one of those teams from the West. But I don't even think they're good enough to go through the playoffs and get back to a finals. But it brings the point that you make. And I could go over the coach, or we could talk about Cole Anthony Townsend. There are different layers to that, which we're going to see play out in the regular season here. How good is this offense going to be with Mike Brown? And then if he maximizes the pieces that they have offensively, is that going to be good enough to go on and win the Eastern Conference and get to an NBA Finals and compete for a championship? We're not sure about that. But are we doing ourselves a disservice by just going from where we were with the Knicks for all those years to now, where it's like, well, if they don't win the NBA championship or they don't get to the finals, it's a waste of a season? Like, I was a young kid during the height of the 90s stuff, and every year I truly believed they were going to win the championship.
So did I for a couple years.
Or at least had a chance.
No question.
Like, going, it's like, all right, this will be the year they beat Jordan. All right, no Jordan, this will be the year they get it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was fool's gold, whatever, but every year you knew it was going to be a battle, and then once you're in it, you're in it. I feel differently about this team, you know, 20 years later, 30 years later, whatever, somewhat functioning adult. It's a little bit different, the emotions.
Somewhat.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, I do know what you're saying.
I want to appreciate and have fun with this year. I just can't go there. And for me, I think it is more about the change in head coach, where I just don't believe in what he believes in to get this team to the next level.
He's not Pat Riley. So right. When we were watching the Knicks back in the day with Al Troutwig, rest in peace, and the Wiz commercials with Boomer and Patrick Ewing, right. You know, you had Pat Riley and you had Patrick Ewing, and while Patrick Ewing wasn't Hakeem, he's better than Towns in terms of night-to-night reliability and toughness. Yeah, it's an odd dance here, and I said that because it's almost like a cautionary flare. Like I don't know that I'm trying to convince anybody of this, because I don't think that I can. I just think it's the reality of how we will watch the Knicks this year, and think about how we watched the Mets this year. The Mets, now I'm not saying it's apples to apples necessarily, but 2 years ago, you know, after Buck's gone, year one for Mendy, all right, the Mets have this really unexpected, even though they didn't win 95 games, but unexpected season. They go to the NLCS, they lose to the Dodgers, here we go, the spaceship is taken off, which it didn't, but we thought that, right? Now, this year going in, it was a different level of critique. It was like, what, you lost to the Marlins? What the hell is this? Wait, was Soto popped up with two on and two out, down a run of the ninth? What is that? Unacceptable. He's Juan Soto. There's just new levels of criticism and analysis. And this is the reality of where we are with the Knicks. They have built out the roster. OG's not. I think that you can make the case between Towns, OG, Bridges, obviously Brunson, Mitchell Robinson. I'm missing one or two others where they are in the absolute, they're at the apex of their prime, meaning none of those players will get better. I don't think there's another level for Brunson. I don't think there's another level for Towns. I don't think there's one for Adonobi or Bridges. They're really good. Brunson's great. Towns is really good. I don't think that they're still ascending. So the time is now, not to mention the finances and in terms of what they gave up with Bridges, in terms of really no more first round picks. Like, you got to win.
Do you think they could get more out of Towns, though, than, you know, with Mike Brown here in this different offense, get more out of Towns than they did a year ago from Tibbs?
I think it might look better offensively, yes.
Me too.
I do.
Me too.
That's not my concern. I know that's your concern, well, so why don't you take this, but I'll go to the defense after.
It's not even a concern. Like, I actually do think that they will, they better, at bare minimum. I do think they're going to get better performance from Karl Anthony Towns and be a better, more consistent offensive team. I don't think that's going to be enough. Mm-hmm. I think when this team needs a little kick in the rear end, when this team's going to be pushed in the postseason, I don't believe that Mike Brown is going to get the most out of these players the way Tibbs would, maximizing whatever he had, not just offensively, but as an individual basis, maximize this player's output, whatever. And last year was trying to fit the pieces together with the new player being brought in with Karl Anthony Towns and a different version of the team. He didn't maximize it offensively. They fell short. Now I do think they'll be more consistent offensively. They'll be better offensively. I just don't think that that's going to be enough to get them through the postseason to even get to a finals.
Unfortunately, I agree with you. I mean, I look, and again, this is a very tough way to evaluate a guy who averaged 25 and 12 and was a starter on the All-Star team and, you know, top two or top three, all NBA. Karl Anthony Towns is really good. The problem is, what he's not good at is a massive problem when it matters. And the other thing, we got to dispel this. There's a little bit of a misnomer going on. So when people talk about, I think that there's this thought that Dolan woke up one day and in a petulant mood was like, you know what? Hey, we got bounced again. You know, Tom Thibodeau, get out. That's not what happened. the players, as they did their exit interview meetings, the players kind of turned on Tom Thibodeau a little bit. So if that's the case, which it was, now I don't know who it was. I don't know that it was everybody, to be fair, but that definitely happened. And because that happened, don't you think that that should be enough evidence that it was time for a new coach, which could be right for Mike Brown?
No, because
if they didn't want to play for him anymore, they probably wouldn't have won this year anyway.
I think they get the wrong players, and that goes back to what we were talking about last year with Bridges. Who was the ones who were crying? It wasn't Josh Hart. It wasn't Jalen Brunson.
I think it was Bridges. I think it was Towns, OG. Maybe OG a little bit. I think it was Bridges and Towns, probably.
Right.
But that's 40% of your starting five making big money. You need those guys. You need them aboard.
But I think they're the problem more than Tom Thibodeau was the problem. And again, we don't know the exact things behind it. You want to say, fine, the time for a change? They better then be specifically offensively. They better be terrific offensively and be one of the best offensive teams in the NBA. And even if they are that, and I think that they're going to be closer to that than they were with Tibbs, they better be.
Yep.
Is it going to be enough? And I don't believe it's going to be enough. And like I said last year, I think ultimately, whether it's Tibbs, whether it's Mike Brown, whoever it may be, they're going to fall short because I don't believe their star players are good enough to win the championship. Even Brunson, who I love, he's not SGA. Like, he's not that level of player, so he's going to need another guy. Now, I love Brunson. I wouldn't trade him for anybody. He's our guy. I love his mindset. I love his attitude. I love his work ethic. I love his performance.
He's
all that
the man.
Stuff.
We love him.
I wouldn't want to win with anybody else. I'd rather lose with Brunson than win with somebody else. That's me, personally.
I actually know what you mean on that. I got you.
With Karl Anthony Towns, he's just not. Those two together are the biggest problem. Like, you could, if you're not maximizing what they could do offensively, you're really screwed, and that's what happened last year. So the only way for the Knicks to try to get over the hump is to maximize what they could do offensively and hope for the best defensively, but I still think that's going to come back to bite them eventually.
I think it is, and that's the problem. I really wish I could disagree with you. Right, like, I can't wait to watch the Knicks tonight. I know they're going to win a lot of games, but I think about the two things that plagued them last year, aside from no bench. I'm talking about from a defensive point of view, right? Number one, they could not defend the pick and roll. When you got up there and it was, you know, Cat and it was Brunson, that's a massive problem. Knicks were dead. Number two, they really didn't defend the three-point line at all. And the numbers back that up. So did Karl Anthony Towns go to work on his body this offseason? I mean, did he come back 15?
Doesn't look like
no,
it.
He looks... Again, I'm not trying to turn this into just crushing.
He's got like a soft body.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, athletically, he hasn't improved an ounce, okay? So, I say that because that means he's not going to be much better in the pick and roll or when he's on in space trying to defend the three. And Jalen Brunson, you know, when defenses target him, as you should, he can't stop anybody. You know, he's an amazing player, but he's a fire hydrant on defense. Can't move an inch. And he's small and he's weak. And, you know, relative to some of these guys who are playing point, like SGA, just get him off your spot. So, and Mike Brown's an offensive guy. So I don't know how you coach around that. The Knicks will be good. Actually, the Knicks will be really good. The Knicks will be really fun. The Knicks are going to light it up offensively. This roster right now, God, I hate to say it, I don't think they win the championship.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ron is in Baltimore starting us off. What's up, Ron?
BT and Sal, thanks for taking the call.
Okay.
I'm excited for the game tonight. I'm excited for the season. Mike Brown, he's got to manage the minutes. He's got to play the bench. I want a fresh, healthy team come playoff time. That's what he's got to do. Obviously, you're right, Sal and BT, the offense. I think Brunson's smart enough to understand at this point. Sure, he'll revert. I guess I want the ball in Brunson's hands late in the game, of course, but can't dominate the ball. We got to get the balance from everyone on the offense. I like that Brunson's lost some weight. I think that's a good sign. I like the fact that he's coming into camp. He's never going to be a great defender, but like you guys said, for us to go where we want to go defensively, we got to be better. And my only concern, yes, Brogdon retired. I don't think Brogdon had much left, but I'll just say I don't love the ball handling. Yeah, I think Bridges is going to have a nice year, and Bridges can handle it a little bit, but I still don't love when teams pressure us full court like the Pacers did or whoever.
Oh. Yep. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
KC, if we get that far, I would like some other ball handler on the team. I get very nervous, BT and Sal, when we got these other guys bringing up the ball up the court. I need to help Jalen because if Jalen is trying to
play deep, Roddy, they need a backup point guard. That's the bottom line. They thought they had it with Brogdon. They probably don't trust Tyler Kolek enough, and probably Kolek is not good enough on defense. Although Brown is not a defensive guy, so maybe that's a little different opening compared to Tom Thibodeau. I actually really like Tyler Kolek, but. And I'm very intrigued by him as a facilitator. I think he's a really high IQ kid, and I do think he could play 10, 12 minutes a night for a really good team. But, you know, you got to have somebody who can break the press, and that was a very astute point. That doesn't seem like a big deal because you think, well, everybody could dribble. But when they're really pressuring, and I don't mean tonight. I'm talking about in May and June when they are planning defensively how to stop you. They need some guys who can handle. They don't have enough.
Yeah, I mean, in Deuce, I look at more of a two guard than anything else. I don't look at him as a true backup. I think Brogdon retiring hurts the Knicks. I was looking forward to having a veteran running the point behind Jalen Brunson.
Me too.
He still looked like he had it from the little bit that I saw. Mm. He just didn't want to play. I wouldn't want Ben Simmons, so I'd rather have Brogdon at least be open and honest about retiring, where Ben Simmons would rather sit on the bench and get in for a few minutes and dress nicely before he gets in there. So nothing, and I'm sure they'll find a backup point guard. I don't think that's going to be the biggest issue. I'd have other concerns about this team, how they gel, the minutes. Look, it's going to be intriguing watch early on to see how they look under Mike Brown. Ronald calling from Inwood. What's up, Ronald?
Hey, Ron.
Hello, yeah. Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo.
Yeah, I heard BT mention right now that the Knicks don't have players that they all reach their prime, right?
I think
and
so.
I got two players that have another gear. I believe Mitchell Robinson, that he should get in shape because he was gassed on the finals.
Yeah.
He didn't. Yeah. So if he could. You know, I need him. I don't need him to score. I need him to get in there.
Well, I hope not. Bodies. I mean, he can't. Yeah. You're worried about Mitchell Robinson scoring. We got a problem.
It's like asking Chris Dudley to beat the
yeah,
Bulls.
I mean, come on.
No. I need him to wear them players down so when Towns come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then one more. Josh Hart. If he could develop a three-point shot, it will be very helpful. Because in the finals, when they kick it out to him on the three-point line, he's looking for somebody.
No doubt.
And they're going to let him shoot it.
Yep.
So that's my take.
It's a good call, Ronnie. Thank you. I think you nailed those two items here. First of all right, Mitchell Robinson is who he is. It's never going to change. You can lock him at a gym for a year and keep at the free throw line for the entire year, and he's never going to be good. He just doesn't have it. It's sloppy. His hands are all over the place. He can't shoot. He'll never take a jump shot. He is exactly who he is. And by the way, who he is really good.
Yeah.
If his body stopped betraying him. Like, he's phenomenal.
Especially as a compliment to everything else that they have. They need that.
Absolutely. Those lobs, those easy buckets, the offensive rebounds, ignite the break, protect the rim. Mitchell Robinson has great value. Is his body? He's already hurt. Is his body going to hold up? Number one. Number two, we all love Josh Hart. He's a dog. He is a gamer. He goes to the rim. You know, 94 feet. He's fun. He's a rebounder. You know, he's a Knick. Like, I think he could have fit on the 94 Knicks, which is about the highest compliment that I could give any basketball player. And I don't mean just like fit like the ninth or tenth man. He could have played. That's how much respect I've got for Josh Hart. But, guys, he's been around how many years now? 8, 9? He's not a three-point shooter. I'm not saying he's not going to have nights where he doesn't bury a couple. He's a pro. but he's always going to be below average, and teams will always sag off, and that's always going to be a problem for the Knicks offense.
But we're back to the same thing. I remember having this conversation with you last year where we were talking about the postseason, and even though the Knicks got to the Eastern Conference Finals, it was, well, they're kind of like the Mets or Yankees where they don't have enough well-rounded players. Yeah, Mitchell Robinson is great at what he does, and I love it. Defensive, rebounding, protecting the rim. He's not a threat offensively at all. Josh Hart, intangibles off the chart, hustle, all those things. He can't shoot. Jalen Brunson, elite offensive player, can't defend. Karl Anthony Towns should be elite offensive player, can't defend. Like, how many more guys do we need to go over that? Yeah, he's great at this, but he's awful at that. Yeah, he's great at this, but he's awful at that. They have too many of those guys and not enough well-rounded star players.
I think you laid that out well, because think about, now, you could probably run through other rosters. Hell, I just mentioned the 94 Knicks. We could go through that, and we won't, but you could run through that team that almost won a championship, and you could point out all the good things of the players, and we all know what they were if you lived it, but those guys had deficiencies as well. But it's interesting because for a team that's trying to win a championship, the deficiencies that are apparent, whether it's Mitch's free throws, which prevent them from staying on the court, obviously spacing purposes,
blah, blah, blah.
It's a massive problem. Blah, blah, blah with that. Karl Anthony Towns, you know, slow, you know, a little soft in certain spots. That's a problem when it matters. Like, we know the deficiencies, and it's not like a slight deficiency. It's a major one.
Correct. Like, you could live with Josh Hart's deficiencies. Like, that may be nitpicking a little bit. He's just not a great shooter. The problem is he's going to be the guy that's going to be open.
And my problem is out there. Yes, and my problem's less about his ability to make a lot of shots. I can live with that. My problem is when he passes them up, because now it impacts spacing.
Fair enough. Shoot him. I'm just giving you one player, but like, that's the least of the issues. You're right. Mitchell Robinson is a major liability offensively, and when they foul him on purpose. Karl Anthony Towns, Jalen Brunson, major liabilities on the defensive end. Those are things that are tough to overcome. They haven't been able to overcome it yet, and I don't believe they're going to be able to overcome it this year. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Special treat for you today. The Schmooze will be in the house. Steve Summers coming in studio to promote his book, Me Here, You There.
Schmoozeroo.
I read it. I loved it over the last couple of days. Can't wait to have some fun with Steve coming up at 12:30. He'll be in studio with us. We'll get to some Woody stuff from yesterday that we missed. Starting with the Knicks as they get their season started tonight. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.